I've been speaking to the former Secretary of State for Northern Ireland, Sean Woodward, about how he sees a DUP deal with the Tories. I began by asking him if he thought a partnership with the Conservative Party could work.
It could work. It could work if it's fair for the people of Northern Ireland, and it could work if it's fair for the communities of Northern Ireland, which means that it works for nationalist and Republican people as well. And my big fear, Stephen, about what Mrs. May has put together is that she is taking yet another gamble on a political act which is not in the national interest and which is not in the interest of the people of Northern Ireland. I really think that she is on a roller coaster that is currently paused. She's trying to find a way off a hook, which probably should see her resign from her job. She caused a general election to happen that didn't need to happen. She lost that gamble, and now to desperately cling to power, she's prepared to enter into a partnership with one community of Northern Ireland, and that, I think, is morally reprehensible. It's high risk and could put at risk the peace process as well as the political process of Northern Ireland.
Morally reprehensible. Those are strong words, Sean. How do you stand over that?
Because when in 2010 Gordon Brown lost the general election and lost his majority, he said to me, can you put together a group in Northern Ireland to support us? I said to him, it's got to come from both communities. This has got to be something that whether it's a nationalist or a unionist would support. I sought that support both from the SDLP and from the DUP and from Sylvia Herman. Sadly, we never got to that place in the end, but I was really clear. You cannot put the peace process as a risk. You cannot put the political process at risk. There can be no backroom deals with any one party in order to keep yourself in party. Gordon accepted that. He was really clear. We have a duty to keep the peace process in place and the politics. And what I fear about this, what happens about an issue I care personally about, gay marriage? What happens about an issue, for example, I know not only I care about, which I know that nationalists care about, the Irish language? Will Mrs. May, for example, tomorrow promise that if the DUP say no further moves on the Irish language, the response from her will be absolutely not. I'm going to do what's right for both communities. And a former Secretary of State, Sean Woodward, agreed with both parties when it was agreed for full devolution in 2010, we would make progress on Irish devolution. What does that mean about dealing with the past? These are issues in which both communities have a right to be heard, and there can be no backroom deals. I respect Arlene Foster. I respect the people who are involved in this. Of course I do. But what I fear is that Theresa May, to stay in power and cling on to her job as Prime Minister, is now prepared to do a deal of a really stupid kind, because it's got to be in the daylight. It cannot be in the darkroom. It cannot be in the backrooms where people don't know what's going on. And what I really feel about this, Stephen, is this is one of those things where this is about taking another gamble, another roll of the dice, and the danger here is that Mrs. May will put the politics of Northern Ireland at severe risk.
But what does that mean? Are you, when you say the peace process is at risk, what does that mean?
Well, right now, we've actually got the negotiations to get the Assembly fully up and running again. We know that there are issues like the Irish Language Act at stake. We know there are issues like the past at stake. We do not know what she has agreed with the DUP in order to get them to give her the support they've given. It may be that she's given them absolutely nothing at all, but does that mean that she will be even-handed on ensuring that there is progress on the Irish language? Does that mean she will be even-handed on making progress on dealing with the past? We know those are issues that are tricky for the Unionist Party, and I respect those difficulties. It's not that I think that it's about bulldozing the Unionist Party. What there cannot be is an agreement now which simply says, I will give the DUP the issues they want, and I will agree, therefore, to stall the issues that the DUP don't want to make progress.
Sure.
And what I fear is what she should have done is have both groups in the room and make both parties emerge saying, yeah, we understand this, and we are both confident that this is the right thing to be done.
Sean, you were a key architect in the peace process. You were Secretary of State in Northern Ireland, 2007 to 2010. There are some people currently listening to you saying that what Theresa May and the DUP have done in forming this partnership is a violation of the Good Friday Agreement. Do you believe that to be true?
I don't believe it's a violation, pure and simple, because actually, look, politicians are politicians. They're trying to stay in power. You know, if Sinn Féin could actually get control of the Assembly, they would want to get control of the Assembly. If the DUP could get control of it, they would. I mean, politicians will behave and party politics will behave as it does. That I understand, and that's the nature of the game. The issue here is it right for a Prime Minister who called an election, which wasn't necessary, was only done so that she could apparently strengthen her hand with an increased majority for a Brexit deal? Is it right now, having lost that gamble, having come back with fewer seats than she had before, for her now to try and persevere by doing backroom deals? My worry is that the one party she's doing the backroom deal with isn't representative of all the communities of Northern Ireland. It will, by its very nature, generate suspicion. And the one thing I know from my time in Northern Ireland, and Stephen, you know, I love the communities of Northern Ireland. I took no side in it. I just wanted peace and prosperity and stability in Northern Ireland. What she is risking in the name of so-called stability for Britain is the instability of Northern Ireland. And that's stupid. Unwise, it's a gamble, and it's deeply reckless.
Do you think trouble could come back onto the streets?
Well, how do you respond if you're a nationalist or a Republican? And I'm not talking about people who want to actually commit violence. They, in the context of politics, will think, what does this mean for us? What does this mean for the teaching of Irish language? What does this mean for the issues that we care about in our communities? What does this mean for human rights and equality? What does this mean if, I mean, I'm a gay man. I came out recently. What does that mean if you're a gay man or woman in Northern Ireland? What it probably means is no prospect of any movement on gay marriage. Enjoyed everywhere else in the United Kingdom, but in Northern Ireland. The nationalists and Republicans prepared to make the arguments for it. Will Mrs. May tomorrow say, I am going to make progress on seeing the equality of these issues enjoyed in other parts of the United Kingdom and Northern Ireland, and I have told the DUP that they must actually ensure this happens. Of course she won't, and she won't because she is now hostage to people's views, which on issues like gay marriage will simply mean it won't happen. For my money, that's morally reprehensible.
You say that you respect Arlene Foster. Do the DUP, in your view, have any responsibility not to form any type of arrangement with the Conservative Party if it does put in jeopardy the prospect of local government in Northern Ireland?
Well, I'm a bit of an old-fashioned politician here, Stephen. I mean, politicians behave as they do. They want to win, they want to get power. That's the name of the game. So, you know, I happen to personally to have the greatest respect for Arlene Foster. I think she's a really good politician. I think she's very principled, and I think she's a very decent person, and it's fantastic that the EUP has a woman like that, you know, at the helm. The fact of the matter is that Arlene Foster should be arguing the best for her party. The issue is whether or not Theresa May, with responsibility for the United Kingdom and all parts of the United Kingdom, should be prepared to put in jeopardy and to yet again roll the dice, just as she did with her general election and just as David Cameron did with having a referendum, actually the politics and the stability of Northern Ireland. And I think that you cannot do this with one party without making that risk. And I think when it comes to Northern Ireland, this is too risky. If she brought over the nationalists for discussions today, if she said to them both, we need to go forward. I need to generate a way of going forward in the House of Commons, but I want to be absolutely clear with both parties that I will not put at risk dealing with the past. I will not put at risk Irish language teaching. These are issues which I absolutely hold sacred, and I do, by the way, think that there should be equality in relation to issues like gay marriage in Northern Ireland. If she said that and then done her deal with the DUP, I think that would have been right, but she's done it the other way around, and that means suspicion. And that means instability.